guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strauman with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Brian, we saw kind of a two-sided mix trade today. It looks like we're going to end with mostly gains here.
Yeah, slightly higher, Randy. And I think we started the day mixed. And you look at the planting progress, again, 51% planted for corn, 23% planted for soybeans. And both of those 12% percentage points ahead of the five-year average. And I think that kind of limited any buying interest in the commodities. But there was some talk, again, that Mexico came in and bought some corn. China bought some soybeans. The White House also said that they will not punish China if they do honor the Phase 1 agreement today. So I think maybe that cooled off some selling, and we're slightly higher, as you said, as far as the grains go.
Yep. We had been kind of bumping up against overhead resistance in that corn market. We're just about there again here, but just can't get through it right now.
You know, it's at least we're not selling the markets off, but you're right. I think we've pushed up to those levels, and we're just waiting for some fresh news, positive news, to push the markets higher. And right now with the planting progress, it's hard to create a lot of interest in wanting to buy this market. But there are some colder weather forecasts this week, later this week and into the weekend. We'll see if that materializes, and if it does, how far south it goes. So we'll know a lot more as far as weather goes, especially over the next 5 to 7 days.
Yeah. 1 week from today, we're going to be talking WASD report here, and I think we're going to see an ugly corn number here if we get anywhere close to as many acres as everybody thinks is going to get put in.
Yeah, with an early planting time frame here and 97 million acres being estimated earlier, the stocks numbers certainly larger, and we'll see what USDA says next Tuesday. But, with the market where it's at right now, and we're early in the growing season, maybe not a lot of pressure coming into the market from here, at least in the near term. But we'll see what happens, and we'll see what USDA says.
That's what's kind of curious. I wonder how much of that expected bearish report is already built into this market.
We've certainly, pushed the contracts down to new recent lows here as of late. And again, can we go lower? We certainly can. But usually through May and June, we get some news and see some market movement as far as the grains go. And again, we'll see what happens for the next 60 days.
Livestock side, what happened over there today?
I think the market's both being overbought, and we've seen those markets certainly push here as of late, and saw some profits, I think, coming out of the live cattle and the lean hogs today. Live cattle, again, you've got some plants that are opening back up, but it's going to take some time for those plants to become fully operational. You've got record high box values as far as the beef goes, and record cutout values for the pork, and I think that has been supportive. Again, pretty good demand, but I think just some profit-taking coming in into play here today in the livestock complex.
Anything else that we need to be aware of or talking about?
I think the weather, through the weekend will be something that we'll need to watch. Do have some rain that's falling in some different parts of the country yesterday and today, and that's it is slowing down some planting progress, but we're still early as far as the calendar goes, and we'll see what USDA says again next Tuesday.
Yeah, I guess it would be a whole different story if this was June 5th rather than May 5th.
It is early, and you think of last year when we were extremely late with that tough spring. But it's early enough yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, very good. All right, Brian, thank you much. Brian Strauman, Progressive Ag Marketing.